Chapter 9. Blood. Dad was talking to Dr. Bryce on the telephone. Then he passed the phone to me.
"Hello, Cameron," said the doctor's voice. "I'm coming to visit you on Friday. If I am happy with your progress, I will only visit you once every 2 weeks, and you can go to your nearest hospital for your other tests."
"Great," I said. "Can I go swimming now?"
"Yes," said Dr. Bryce, "but don't stay in the pool for more than 30 minutes.
"Don't worry, I'll be careful. Bye."
I was finally going swimming and it felt wonderful. The next day I could only think about one thing, and that was Julie. At the end of the lesson, I walked straight to Julie's table where she was talking to her friends.
"Julie,"
I said. When she turned, I coughed in her face.
"I'm just giving you some of my pig germs,"
I said, and then I went back to my desk.
"That wasn't very nice,"
said Andrew, who was sitting behind me. "She said horrible things to me yesterday."
"And does that make it okay?"
he said. When I looked round, I saw that Julie was crying. I walked to her desk to say sorry, but she turned away and would not look at me. After school, I walked to the pool with Andrew, Rashid, and Marlon.
"You've changed since your operation," Andrew said.
"No, I haven't."
"You think that you're so special now," he said.
"You're not as nice as you were before."
Rashid and Marlon did not say a word. It was clear that they agreed with him.
Did my friends really think that? Was I different now that I had a new heart?
Rashid and Andrew walked ahead of us and started their own conversation, so I tried to find something to say to Marlon.
"That's a nice jacket."
Marlon's face immediately turned bright red.
"And your shoes are new too, aren't they?"
"Yes," Marlon said, very quietly.
"What else did you all buy?"
"A new car? A new house?"
"We haven't got a new house. Dad only sold your story because we wanted to keep our old one. The bank was going to take our house because Mum and Dad couldn't pay for it anymore, not since Dad lost his job. That's why he sold your story."
Now we were ready to do Daredevil Dive. I was excited, but I was also frightened. The last time I went in the deep end of the pool was before my heart went bad.
"1.
Maybe I should not be doing this. 2. But it was too late now.
"Go!"
I dived into the water. "I can do this. I can do this," I told myself. Andrew and Rashid were ahead of me, but I could not see Marlon. Then my lungs began to hurt, and my heart started beating harder and harder. I needed air, and quickly, before it was too late. Once my head was above the surface of the water, I swam to the side of the pool slowly.
"I can't believe it,"
Andrew said to Marlon.
"I won!"
"What happened to you?"
Rashid asked me.
"I decided to be nice and allow Andrew to win," I said.
"But wait until next week. I'm coming for you."
I looked at Marlon and we both started to laugh, and all my anger suddenly disappeared. It was one of the best afternoons of my life. I could not do everything my friends did, but I did not do too badly. And best of all, Marlon and I were talking again. After swimming, we wanted to get burgers to eat. On the way to the burger shop, someone called my name.
"Are you Cameron Kelsey?"
A woman with light brown hair was standing behind me. She was wearing nice clothes, and she was smiling at me.
"Are you Cameron Kelsey, the pig heart boy?"
Yes, I said. The woman was holding a bucket. There was something red moving in it. Was it red paint? Some of it fell on the pavement and my white sports shoes. She held the bucket higher, and suddenly I knew what was going to happen. I opened my mouth to say no, but it was too late. It was falling all over my face. It was blood. Murderer! Murderer! She screamed at me over and over and over again, and I saw hate in her eyes. Marlon was shouting at the woman, but she did not listen to him because she was still screaming at me. I do not remember much after that. The police arrived and asked a lot of questions, but I could not speak. Then I was taken to the hospital. At the hospital, I still could not speak. The nurses cleaned me and gave me a cup of hot, sweet tea. When my mum and Nan arrived, Nan sat on the chair by my bed, while Mum talked to the nurses and the police officers. I do not know how long it was before I spoke, but finally I said to Nan, I want to go home now, please. Nan put her arms round me. Would you have a pig heart operation? I asked her. I don't know, Nan replied, but I probably wouldn't. I'm not as brave as you. I'm not brave, Nan. Stupid, maybe, but not brave. Are you going to let that woman with the bucket win? I don't know, I said slowly. Sorry, what did you say? Nan said. No, maybe not. I still can't hear you. No, I'm not. We both started laughing. My Nan was clever. She heard my answer the first time, but she wanted me to say no until I believed it. Hello, Alex. I'm not very happy at the moment. A woman threw a bucket of pig's blood over me today. She called me a murderer. I'm not a murderer. I'm just a boy doing the best I can. I'm against animal experiments when they aren't necessary. Or am I wrong? I don't know anything anymore. I'm glad that my friends were there with me, especially Marlon. We were all having such a great time until she arrived. We went swimming and we played daredevil dive. I couldn't touch the bottom because I didn't have enough breath. Marlon usually comes first in daredevil dive, but today he came last. I think that it was because he waited to see if I was okay. Some of the blood went in my mouth and it made me feel ill. I had a long shower and then I cleaned my teeth for half an hour. The police took the woman away, but I don't want anything more to happen to her and I don't want my face in the papers again. I want to show everyone that I'm better than her. Nan's right. Life is too short to stay angry. Remember that. Alex, do you think that I made a mistake when I had the operation? I don't know anything anymore. I just want to... It's all right. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry.